Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
73 degrees right now, but it'll be a cool 84.
All
right. Wow. F yesterday right in the A.
It was brutal.
Oh, my. Shut up.
Well, I told you, I lost power for like 3 hours.
Oh, did you lose power?
It sucked,
oh, does
man.
It suck, man? All of a sudden, 25 doesn't look so bad, does it?
I told you, you don't realize how boring your life is. Till the power goes out for 3 hours in the middle of the day.
I think everyone listening realizes how boring your life is.
Well, now I know, too.
No, but my favorite part is, because you were telling the story off air this morning, you know, when the power goes out and you don't want to stare at your phone the whole time, you got to find something else to do.
And you keep forgetting that the power's out.
Well, for example.
So I go, you know what? I'm going to run out and get myself some coffee.
Ooh, coffee time.
A little iced coffee.
Get out of the house.
Yeah, going to jump in the car, go outside, hit the garage door, nothing.
Oh!
My cars are in jail. Can't spring them.
Like, it was so hot yesterday, I was doing everything I could to minimize just walks to cars. Like, I was waiting to the last minute to run out to my car, get in the car, and go where I had to go. So, to that point, if you listen to the break room on a regular basis, you know when the show's over, a couple of things happen.
Go ahead.
We turn off the live stream, except for that one time where it was on for like 9 hours after, and everybody stayed in the chat being weird. Tommy leaves right at 9:55, and then Kimmy and I will hang out and do work slash... watch Baywatch.
Yeah, it's like our Baywatch hour.
Yeah, on whatever live stream.
And free I know that service. Sounds really strange to most people.
Here's the thing.
Now, you've had to have seen them all by now.
You think that. They still, I don't know, we still hit a new one every now and then.
I will say it is disappointing. So we got a new TV like a year ago.
Yeah.
But we don't have a cable box.
Yes.
So
we don't have cable.
Yes, we're at the mercy of whatever free streaming services are on the TV. So one day we were messing around, and there is a Baywatch channel.
So just 24 hours of Baywatch.
Nothing but rotating
episodes
of Baywatch. And if you haven't watched Baywatch in a while, go back and watch Baywatch, because it's the funniest damn show you've ever seen in your life unintentionally.
Yeah.
So our tradition became watching Baywatch after the show. So yesterday, as usual.
It's like our comfort show.
Exactly. And then we'll sit there and we'll be like, that never happened. We're like the two old Muppets in the balcony yelling at the Baywatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sitting in your chair there, Tommy, and I'm super comfy. I got one leg over the arm there, and I got short shorts on too, so there's probably like a ball poking.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And I'm looking at the TV laughing. Kimmy's looking at the TV laughing. So 3 weeks ago, we got a new big boss.
Yeah.
New big boss. And we've met the guy a couple of times. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, Tommy, I wouldn't say we're like comfortable with him.
Oh, no, we don't really
like
know
that,
him yet.
You know, you're still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Feeling things out.
All right. So As we're watching Baywatch, keep in mind, I am splayed fully, like just like that.
Ball out.
Over the chair. Yep.
Facing the door.
Facing the door, where our door is right here.
This is a reenactment.
Yep. Our door is closed, so we don't disturb anyone while we're yelling at Baywatch. Uh-huh. I see this man standing at the door.
Wait, Big Boss Man?
Yep.
And I realize it's him.
Oh, God.
And he goes, he like waves, can I come in? And I go, yeah, not realizing how all of this looks.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the building that's been here for a while knows about our Baywatch
time. Some of them come in and hang out with
Sometimes they join.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have guests for Baywatch time. But this man has no idea.
Yeah.
So the third time.
Hey, this is what he's paying for.
Exactly. Like, we've met him twice before. We talked to him for like 5 minutes. Nice guy. The third time he's met us, he walks in to see me, spread eagle.
Slack ass radio.
Feet up, back. You got the chair all the way back.
And we also have Baywatch at full volume.
Yes.
Because we're in a soundproof room. So some people did. Got it. Guy walking. And like, the look on his face, Kimmy, yesterday. Yeah. Like, because he walks like, hey. And like, he's like, observing the scene, and he's, but he doesn't say anything.
No. And the best part is, for you to adjust back, it takes a second. It's like you got to get the chair to go.
It's electric, yes.
Oh, you had the thing all the way.
Oh, I was all the way back. I was in full.
So it takes a second.
Yeah. Hey, good to see you.
You can't just pop up.
I have not used any of the features on this thing yet.
It's a very comfy chair.
It is very nice.
Don't use the massage. It like sends you into outer space.
Yeah, I touched it once.
But so he comes in, and we can see on his face that he's like confused / alarmed.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to explain what was happening.
You can't.
So we just let it ride.
Yeah. Well, if he ain't saying nothing, don't say anything.
Kind of pretended like it didn't happen.
Well, like, he didn't go, what the hell's going on here?
It does feel like one of those things
that
will be permanently remembered by the boss.
Oh, sure.
Because this is the first time he's really seen us like in our element. Like every other time we've met him has been like out in the hallway or like in the conference room or something.
Business life.
Or like, you know, we're on air. This is the first time he's popped in where like, you know, he saw us really, really comfortable in the studio.
And like
a little too comfortable.
And just to give you a little behind the scenes with radio, like when it comes to radio bosses, there are like two types of radio bosses. There's the stuff shirt type, as we like to call them, and the creative type, as we like to call them.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we've had bosses where, and then there's a guy who wears like a polo shirt tucked into khaki.
Wrap too tight.
And I don't know if this guy's wrapped too tight. He seems nice.
He doesn't seem.
We don't know yet.
But he's definitely polo shirt tucked into khaki.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like a situation where it's like, I get it, man. I used to blow bong hits in my cat's face and watch Hulk Hogan Fooey. Like, I don't think that guy did that.
No.
So like, how do you explain?
He's right about in the middle there.
Okay. How would you explain to that man what we were doing?
And even if we did, he might just think we're psychopaths.
Yeah.
Which now that we're recounting this story and we're saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot worse than it.
Guys, it's really funny, I swear.
Yeah, you gotta, it's one of those you gotta be here kind of things to enjoy breaking down Baywatch after work. Like, I don't know. Like, now I feel like I have to go above and beyond. Like, next time I see
we really got
to
look busy.
Should we wear suits for all next week?
Until you and Kimmy put on suits.
Or at least, like, when you're sitting in that chair, put, like, a laptop on your lap, you know?
While we're watching Baywatch?
So it looks like you're at least on a computer.
Okay, again, if he walks in and he hears Baywatch blaring.
Yeah, you're already your toast.
It's over. You can't write the show and hear that kick-ass theme song. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. 252 WCMF. I mean, it is amazing how important those first impressions are.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, every boss you've ever had hates you based solely on first impression. Because here's the thing. You're a good dude. You're easy to talk to, right?
But I'm also a wise ass.
Exactly. And you also have this bad habit.
Well, I have many.
I'm saying this as your friend.
Yeah.
Like, you hate authority for some reason. Even though you're like a spoiled-ass rich kid who's like Mr. Authority. Man who lives in Pittsburgh hates authority. Yeah. Follow the law rules.
He hates authority, but he dresses like authority.
Ooh, I like that.
It's very strange.
Well, yeah, he's dressed like Bear Bryant's hat this morning. So, like, because you hate authority, it almost feels like you have to go out of your way to say something crappy to the boss the first time you meet them. Have you noticed this, Kimmy?
What do you mean?
Like, he has to, like, let the boss know. Instead of just being like, yeah, nice to meet you, awesome. You have to, wise ass coming.
It's your wise ass coming.
Yeah, whatever, man. Tommy Lee, wise ass coming. What do you think you're going to hold me down? You can't. I'm gonna let you know I'm the wild card, man. I'm older than you.
Almost like this is who I am. Get used to it.
Yeah, man. Like it's not even like to the point. He doesn't even have the excuse of like being like a dumb 20-year-old kid because you've been older than all of the bosses we've had for the last 10 years.
I don't think I've ever had a boss older than me since I started in radio.
Wait, seriously?
Older than you?
So when I started in radio, the big joke was the boss we had. His name was Bob Morgan, and he's across the street now. I was 33, 34 when I started. He was 28. He was our boss. He ran all four radio stations at 28.
Damn.
Yeah. And then all those guys that came after him were all younger than me.
What's that like?
Oh, it sucks.
But why? You didn't know what you were doing.
You would think you'd be used to it at this
they
point.
They just left you alone.
Well, like, okay, you came in this business having no background experience at 34?
33, 34.
33, yeah. Okay. So, like, it's not like you could sit there and look at the 28-year-old and be like, hey, man, I've been doing this for like 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, whether the boss is older or younger, it's amazing with your generation, that whole age thing.
What do you mean?
Just because I'm older, I'm smarter.
Yes.
No.
It's called time and grade.
No, but you didn't have time nor grade in the job you were doing.
I took it anyway.
I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, there was only like two other people that were older than me. It was Wheeze and Kano. We're just. And Kano and I are fairly close in age.
Yeah.
Wheeze was like older. He was like the older guy.
You're such a dick. If someone was describing you in this way, you'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Ty was older. He's like old. He's like old, old.
It was like a radio pirate ship of old farts.
You know, with the story, go back to the story with our boss yesterday. Yeah. Again, 252 WCMF. Kimmy and I are hanging out after the show. Tommy's gone. We're doing our daily Baywatching.
Yeah.
Watching Baywatch. I'm in Tommy's chair if you're watching the live stream.
It is a fancy-ass chair.
It is a fancy-ass chair. And it's easy to just melt into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got my leg up. Our new boss, who we've met twice before briefly, wants to come in and say hi. And he doesn't know. He just walks into Baywatch blaring, my ball out, short shorts. There was going to be something, Kimmy, I was going to do within the next 3 months where even if yesterday didn't happen, I was going to embarrass myself in front of this guy.
Mm.
I feel
it's
the worst.
Bound to happen.
Yeah, I feel the worst for Kimmy.
Why is that?
Well, she's by far the most professional in this room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you're the one whose reputation is hurt because you weren't going to do anything to embarrass yourself.
Well, I was also doing stuff while we watched Baywatch, right?
Like, yeah, you're just sitting behind the board.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
At least you got that going.
Yeah,
well, not really.
Are you doing lots of stuff while you're also commenting on Baywatch? Nice hair, jackass!
Well, you know what I was thinking?
Oh, nice mullet!
The most disappointing part for me about yesterday
was
that we actually caught a new episode of Baywatch, and I didn't even get to see how it ended.
Well, you should have told me, hey, shut up, man. We're watching this.
Yeah, is it weird that
hey, back up, boss man.
I wanted to see how it ended.
I was that close to saying that. Not shut up, but like, hey, man, we haven't seen this episode.
Yeah, this is kind of in the middle of a thing here, man.
Commentating end. Like, if U of R would allow it, Kimmy and I could teach a Baywatch class. Because there's so much you can learn watching old episodes of Baywatch.
Yeah, like I would go down a few like old 90s show roads just to because I think that there are other Baywatch-like shows that we may be missing out on. They just don't have their own channel.
Yeah, you're right. The other favorite thing is we're going to gush about Baywatch and why you should watch old episodes of Baywatch when you get a chance. Did you know?
What's that?
And we found this out about a couple months ago starting watching it. Baywatch, all the music in Baywatch was made for Baywatch.
Yep.
So, like, every episode...
Oh, it's all original Baywatch music.
Yeah, so every Baywatch episode is 60 minutes. And there's, like...
No, 30.
No, it's 40...
Plus commercials.
Plus commercials,
yeah, yeah.
So we get 40.
Is it 60?
That's
we start at 10, and usually the first one ends at 10:30.
I promise you, it's an hour long.
All right.
So, but in that 60 minutes...
Yeah.
There are 2 to 4 montages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just, like, running or...
Yep.
Yeah.
And every montage is 3 minutes long, and you can tell how many ideas the writers had for each episode based on how many montages there are.
That was a TV thing back then, because Miami Vice would do it too. There'd be just like 3 minutes of those two guys in a Ferrari, because that's what Miami cops drive, and just driving around Miami, you know, listening to Phil Collins.
But see, that's what the difference was.
Yeah.
Is Miami Vice would use popular music.
Right, but those guys would also be on the show.
Understood.
So Collins would be a drug dealer in that episode.
What's interesting about Baywatch is because they do all of their own music, what is happening in the montage is being sung about in the song, still try to make it like an original like song you might hear on the radio. Like, they're walking down the beach sad. It's like, sand in my toes, sand about my life. life. And then they do some like weird, like, you know, yeah, like hyperbole. Like, suit in the sky like my dreams all the way in the sky. And they just like repeat that for 3 minutes. God. And it's effing brilliant, which means there was a band in the early 90s.
Oh, sure.
Always on standby, yep, where they would send clips of someone sadly walking through the sand, yeah, or like sadly packing up their bag because they failed, yeah, lifeguard school. Dreams in my bag. Why didn't you save all your lives? Now my dreams in my bag. It's awesome. I would argue the greatest American show, maybe, on television history.
Man.
Well, we've learned a lot of facts about lifeguards through this show that turns out are actually kind of factually accurate.
Also, fun fact, there was one guy, if you ever watched Baywatch back in the day, he was balding, had a mustache, really tall.
He was like the older guy?
Yeah, yeah, he was an actual lifeguard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like for L.A. County.
Yeah.
Did it for real. Did the job.
Talk about hitting a job lottery, man.
Bro, you ain't kidding.
You get to be an L.A. lifeguard, and then you become a TV star,
yeah,
from that.
Not kidding.
He just died.
Like he died?
Recently. Just died.
Legit.
I want to say within the last few months.
Yeah. I mean, not in the episode.
No, no,
like,
no, no,
he's
no.
legitimately
like in
dead.
Life, like, we
how
started,
did you know that?
It was because we looked him up and we're like, oh my God, he just died.
We looked him up like three, yeah, days after he died. Yeah.
He must have died fairly young. Well, or maybe not. He could have been 50 in that show.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell.
Mm.
He looks 20, but it turns out he's 50 because life's gotten keeps young.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I mean, Rochester is a city of talented musicians.
Oh, yeah.
Eastman School of Music will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But even in a city of talented musicians,
yeah,
in a country of talented musicians, this man and his family stand head and shoulders above most others.
Yes.
And I mean, this guy had a lifelong career where he's played with some of the most famous people that have ever existed.
Yep.
Yet despite that, he will be known to the majority of human beings for one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We lost a music legend. Musician Chuck Mangione dies at 84.
Do your thing.
No, you didn't do the part that I always do.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. So I know there's a lot of people over 50 who are going to get furious that I have to explain what just happened.
Yeah.
But let's keep in mind, we have younger listeners also.
Okay.
Chuck Mangione played the horn.
Yeah, the flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn and the trumpet, I believe. He is from Rochester, New York. He had a hit song. That song you just heard is called Feels So Good.
Yep.
That instrumental song hit number 4 on the Billboard charts. Not the instrumental.
Yeah.
Not the classical. Yeah. It was a pop hit with no words, Feels So Good, on the Billboard Top 100 charts. That never happens.
Yes.
In fact, it never happens so much. We were trying before the show to come up this morning with other hits that were played on the radio that had no words. And I think we came up with 4.
I thought of Frankenstein.
Frankenstein from Edgar Winner.
Right.
Okay, so we got 1.
What'd you have?
I had the theme from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. You came up with the theme from Miami Vice.
Right. Herbie Hancock had one. I think it was called Rocket.
Yep. Rocket.
That was a
bow,
pop.
Bow, bow, bow.
That was a, I think that hit.
But those were the only 4 we came up with.
Yeah.
And 2 of them were theme songs from movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, that's the rarefied air that Rochester's own Chuck Mangione was in.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even better about Chuck Mangione, like, he was a musician his whole life. That's how he made
it. Yeah, well, he comes from a whole family.
And we'll get to
even
that.
His dad, yeah.
And we'll get to that in a sec. But what I love most about Chuck Mangione.
What's that?
Is later in life, he became a recurring character on the cartoon show King of the Hill, poking fun at himself.
Yeah.
But throughout the entire show, if you ever watch it, they never explain why Chuck Mangione is a recurring character on King of the Hill.
Yeah, he just they just mention him a lot.
He showed up. He was an actual written and drawn in character. He showed up every 3rd episode, never explained why. Okay, so you brought up Chuck Mangione is just one of multiple Mangiones.
Yeah.
That are world-class musicians.
Yeah, his old man was like in a big band for years. And then his brother, Gap Mangione, also was in his band.
Yes. Yeah, so
when you hear like those hits, Gap is also part of that band.
And Gap has been touring and playing for years. So like this guy, this family was so tied into major music. When he was a teenager, Chuck Mangione, in high school, played with Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis on session recordings.
Yeah, as a kid.
Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis.
Right.
Okay. So there is a little cruelty. And by the way, I know you're looking at me, and I want to settle this debate now because there's this name has been pronounced 15 different ways.
Yesterday, all day.
All right, so what's the best?
I was getting pissed.
What were you getting pissed about?
How they were saying his name. One chick added an S. Mangione's.
Mangione's? That's my favorite pizza place. So I've always heard it as Chuck Mangione.
Yes.
You heard it.
Gap Mangione.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Some people say Mangione.
Mangione.
I've always heard it as Gap Mangione and Chuck Mangione.
Okay, so we'll go with Mangione.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Until somebody corrects us.
Mangione. Okay, so Mangione. Mangione.
Yeah.
Mangione, yes. One of those 3. So Tommy, the cruelty of the life of Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
The guy was a national sensation, right? He also wrote the theme to the Montreal Olympics that he performed on international television, right? But as he becomes this international music sensation with this hit that he has, Feels So Good, at the same exact time, there is another Rochester guy that is also becoming an international music
sensation. Who
would
be climbing the charts also at that time?
That would be Lou Gramm leading Foreigner.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rochester, we're not a huge city.
No.
It's not often we get people from here that have an international impact, period.
Yeah, that tour globally.
Exactly. But 2 guys at the same time were doing it, which is awesome for our community, unless you want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the guy.
Exactly. Like, I do wonder, and I'm sincere when I ask this, whether it's Lou Gramm when he's in his 20s or Chuck Mangione when he's a younger guy, every musician has an ego.
Right.
Does it bother you that you may not be the most famous musician from your hometown when you have people reaching to shake your hand and buy a record and get your autograph?
You're not, because you know, Lou is a rock star. He's a frontman and he's a legitimate rock star. You're a great jazz musician, but that music isn't as popular. So, like, you don't get the same oomph that Lou's going to get being a rock star.
Okay, but counterpoint, right? Like, the argument's always been from at least members of Foreigner back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, Lou Gramm, yeah, sure, he wrote a couple songs, but he was a hired gun.
But he was the front guy.
He was, but
and
he
the
was.
The audience doesn't know that.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Lou Gramm also knows Chuck Mangione wrote this stuff.
Oh, he wrote all
this,
yeah.
He performed it himself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's impressive. But as far as popularity, who would you rather be, Lou or Chuck? And when you're 20 years old.
Okay.
But do you think, like, when you're at that level, like, you're kind of so engulfed in, like, your own genre, your own community, that you still think you're the biggest?
Yeah. I'm
you
sure
know what
these
I mean?
Guys,
like,
yeah.
I wonder how easy it is to compare to somebody else when you're already at that level. Like, you already. I don't know.
It's a valid question. I will say this. You know, with this job, we've been fortunate enough to meet all kinds of celebrities,
mm-hmm.
musicians, athletes, actors,
sure.
politicians.
Yeah.
And, like, when the mic's off and you're just having casual conversations sometimes, it is amazing when that ego comes out, what they will say, like the things that bother mm-hmm. them that you wouldn't think in a million years someone with millions of dollars, fame, mm-hmm. fortune would be like, well, why do you care about that?
Right. But, right? Everybody's got that thing, man.
The other kind of cruelty here.
For Chuck?
Yeah, talking about Chuck Mangione, Mangione, Mangiones, Mangione, passing away yesterday at 84. Do you think that Feels So Good, his hit, was a blessing or a curse for Chuck Mangione?
Well, I know, like, he even said it paid for his life. Like, that one tune, and I think the one from the Olympics, like, floated his boat for the rest of his life. He was financially secure for the rest of his life on those two tunes.
So that's fantastic,
right?
And that's great. But outside of people who love his type of music, he's known forever as only the guy that did that one song,
right.
Which isn't fair because he is unbelievably talented.
And I don't think he ever headlined the jazz festival.
Wait, here in Rochester?
I don't think so.
So even more interesting, he wasn't inducted into the Rochester Music Hall of Fame until 2012.
Well, we had to get Wheeze in there first. Think Wait. About that, man. Like, that guy should have been, like, third guy in, right?
Yeah.
You're 100%
when
right.
When did it start? Do you know when they...
Can we Google that?
Yeah.
Well, the Rochester Music Hall?
Let's the first year be 2012. We're just being idiots.
No, but you...
Get him in before it's open! Even more interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if not to compare Lou Gramm and Chuck Mangione, because they are both geniuses in their own right,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, Lou Gramm has lived in Rochester... For years. He came back home, and that's why people loved him. Did it start in 2012?
I was established in 2011.
Okay. Wait, does that mean he went in the second? Who went first? Who was the first class of the Rochester Music Hall of Fame? Thank you.
Oh, probably like Mitch Miller and those guys. Like those really old musicians.
Oh, yeah, he had that hit, Feels Okay.
Yeah, feeling all right.
That's why Chuck Mangione did that hit. You feel okay? Well, I feel so good. You know, Lou came home and everyone loved him for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would go to Lou for, like, questions about music. He became, like, a face around town. It looks like Chuck Mangione has been living in Rochester.
Well, I know he moved to New York for a while, but then he must have moved back.
I mean, look, it said he passed away sleeping in his home at 84 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, has he been here the whole time?
I thought he lived in New York, but maybe so.
But, like, if that's the case, like, I mean, maybe he wanted to keep a low profile and didn't want to be, like, you know, bothered to just live his life. But that would kind of bother me, too. Like, I want to walk around and have people be like, hey, man. Because he was also a unique-looking guy.
Yeah, he's not going to, like, slip in anywhere.
All right, Kimmy, who was the first class in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame?
Okay, so it says he was, Mangione was in the first, right. They called it the...
We're dumb people.
The charter inductees. These were, like, the first...
I like our take better.
Our take that is a complete lie?
Yeah, yes. I thought it was, like, a lot of people, like... had started here but left, like Mitch Miller and people like that. So Mitch Miller had a TV show, Sing Along with Mitch, and he was known for, like, this famous, like, goatee.
Okay.
He looked like a polite devil.
Okay, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. You say it's like people who started here and left. That's how you know they're a really good musician.
But, like, I don't know if Mitch, like, grew up here.
Okay.
Like, some people, like Cab Calloway, like... born here and left.
Still counts.
I know.
No, you want to take
that. But Cab Calloway was, a wide receiver on, Gage Chyli. Because I could see him being a wide receiver. He's thin.
I don't know if Gage Chyli existed back when Cab Calloway.
Yes, it did.
No, I'm serious.
Gage Chyli was formed, like, after the Civil War.
No, they didn't.
When the boys came home from Gettysburg.
No, they established Gage Chyli High School in 2012 to host the first Rochester Music Hall of Fame
ceremony. I did not know that.
We are so bad at this show. We are so bad at this show. So I am interested to see, you know, as we talk about, like, I would argue Chuck Banjo never got the respect that he deserved.
No.
Not that, you know, people are looking for instrumental jazz fusion kind of stuff. Right? Like, the ultimate irony is, like, you become this international superstar at the same time that someone else in your hometown is becoming an international superstar. You have this resume that is unheralded, right, with all these other amazing musicians, yet the overwhelming majority of humans know you for that one song. And the ultimate irony that even in death, you die the same week as Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan.
And Malcolm Jamal Moore.
Try that again.
Malcolm Jamal Moore.
What, were you eating a nougat chocolate bar?
It's a hard name to say.
Like, he's not even going to get... Okay, let me ask you this. Because we haven't turned on local news this morning. Is the lead story in Rochester the death of Chuck Mangione or Hulk Hogan?
Oh, I'm probably Hulk Hogan because he's so flamboyant. But I did see it was national news on ABC this morning that Mangione died.
Yeah, but you were watching ABC Jazz.
Yes, I do. My favorite show.
Which was
another trumpet news.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You can find a place for whatever you're into.
Okay.
Somewhere in New York State. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say you wanted to go swimming, but you hate bathing suits.
Okay.
Where could you go?
Go skinny dip.
Yeah, well, it turns out we have a place for that. But the problem with this idea, it's not so much you being naked.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other people around you.
Have to see your ass naked.
Or you have to see them.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, so it was almost 100 yesterday.
Yeah.
Could be diddling 90 again today.
Got some warm diddling.
Well, you want to stay cool.
So what do you do?
Did you know, if you are someone who likes to swim naked, there are several places in New York, some not far from us, that are carved out to allow you to do that.
So it's legal.
Yes. And before we start, I would like to point out that you can't just hang brain in any public space.
You got to go out to Buck Ass Bay.
Yeah, check this information first before you try it.
Okay. By the way, even being naked in your own backyard, if your neighbors can see you, is against the law.
Yes.
So don't just peel. However, if you go to Capera's Pond in North Elba, Capera's Pond.
Okay.
It's a campground. It is a clothing optional campground.
So is that a nudist camp per se?
Well, how do you define nudist?
The nudist camp is like, usually they're like private.
But do they
call it nudist or do they call it clothing optional?
It's called clothing optional. Right. And by the way, this is private. I'm sorry. I don't want to make it sound like
that. So it is a private place. Yes. Okay, so you probably pay to go in there and do this.
Well, yeah, it's a campground.
All right, so it's probably like a nudist. So it's like a semi-nudist colony.
Okay, let's
But I don't mean it like a cult.
Nobody thought you meant it as a
no,
cult.
But I'm
why
years.
Why did you have to call it a nudist colony? We're telling you what it's called.
But that's what people of my generation would only know that as a nudist colony.
Is a nudist colony, do you have to be naked in a nudist colony?
No, but it's basically, why else would you go?
Okay. Well, I don't look at naked people?
Well, they don't want gawkers. Gawkers is a separate camp. What are you guys doing over there?
Well, you talk like that, you're going to get thrown
out. Because I'm a gawker.
And that's not the only place. Same goes for Juniper Woods Campground. That is a whole nudist camp.
Wow.
The camp is described as a nudist camp. Okay. So obviously, naked swimming would be fine there.
Yeah.
Brushwood Folklore Center, also a clothing optional campground.
Wow. Who knew? Yeah.
By the way, do you think they chose Brushwood on purpose?
Of course, it's a little bit of a joke there, buddy.
Okay. And by the way, those are just a few places. There are more statewide.
Well, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you are legally allowed to get naked. And you know what's weird?
What?
All of the things we have in front of us here, the names, they're all campgrounds
that
are clothing optional in New York. Is there a large nudist camper crossover in New York State?
Or do you become a camper because this is the only way you can be a nudist?
So like, is there a lot of nudists?
Which comes first?
So do you think there are a lot of nudists?
That camp. I'm saying it's weird that you have the camp and nude thing together.
But maybe that's kind of the only way you can make it work.
Yeah, because you need space. Yeah.
Well, no, you could have there are resorts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just need to put up a fence around a hotel with a
pool.
But
then it would probably be
room.
More expensive for people.
Okay.
This is a more affordable nudist option.
All right, I guess what I'm asking, 252 WCMF, because we are not a room of campers.
No.
No one in this room can remember the last time they went camping.
No.
All you campers out there, do campers like to get naked? Does this exist because there were campers that are like, you know what, I want my dong out. But there's a kid over there riding a bicycle.
Right.
Right.
So it's just adults only. But, I want to get naked.
Well, you know what? Now that I bring that up, I don't.
That's what I'm wondering, too.
Is
how
it adults?
How does that. It would have to be.
It would have to be.
Well, I don't know.
You can't have naked ass kid.
I don't. I'm asking a question.
You got adults naked.
Yeah.
Look, I know.
No,
that,
you can't. It's got to be adults.
I know what it sounds like, but I am asking if permission from the parents is granted. Because here's the thing. Like when I had, my kids were under three.
Yeah.
Like if my child was naked at two running around, no one would say anything.
Well, no, of course, that's a baby.
But that's what I mean.
There.
That's what we're describing.
All right.
No?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Maybe we don't want to know. Also, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tell me if you think I'm wrong. In my personal life experience, most out-and-out nudist people that like to be naked seem to be older people.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. I knew two back when I was a kid, and one was my buddy's wife, and he was not.
Oh.
But she came from a family of nudists. Like, they were naked around the house in front of each other. Mom, dad, sister, brother.
Is that bad?
It's creepy as hell.
Okay.
It's creepy as hell, man, that you were naked with your brother and your mom and dad. Like, people just walking around naked. That's how they were.
Oh, I saw my brother naked 1,000 times.
No, but that's their lifestyle, not because you're too fat and lazy to shut the damn door.
Why?
Does it make you a qualified nudist?
First of all, we shared a room. Second of all.
You're so poor, y'all shared one dumper. You're not a sophisticated nudist.
Do those things go together, by the way? Have you ever met a sophisticated nudist?
I would say
he's eating caviar off the tip of his penis.
Well, I would say this, that the people I knew, and I've only known a handful, they were pretty highfalutin.
So you're saying
they weren't low-enders.
They were nudists their whole lives, too. It's not something that showed up later in life.
Well, these particular people, and it wasn't about sex or anything.
It was just a comfort thing.
To free their bodies. It was like a religion.
Sure. Yeah. Look, I get it.
It wasn't like a perv thing.
I love being naked. I'm not going to take it to being a nudist, but when my kids move out of the house, when I walk through that door, I'm never putting clothes on.
When you're an empty nester.
Yeah, yeah. When my kids are gone, I will be naked in my house all the time.
Phil, you're going to be divorced at that age? There's no way your wife wants to live with you nude.
I'm not about looking naked.
And by the way, it gets your body just gets uglier as you age, man.
My body, my house, bro. My body, my house.
I would look like an iguana on its hind legs.
You don't like being naked around your house. I got it. Please don't do that for the poor people in the life.
That's what I would look like.
I can't tell if you're being an iguana
like that,
or that's just you trying to get out of your chair.
That too.
I mean, Kimmy, you don't like being naked around the house?
I don't want to talk about her nude body.
No, I feel more
comfortable. You brought it up. Don't give me the hand slap over
here. We're about to do the creep cap, and you can't talk about
just... I know. After what I just listened to, this is
nothing. You like to get naked around the house here, young lady?
I'm not a...
Say it like that.
You like to peel out of them britches?
Because I'm somebody who is cold all the time, well, I enjoy being fully clothed inside my house.
Because you're a nice girl.
It's just it's more comfortable for me personally.
I don't want to snag.
I think it's a guy. It's more of a guy thing than a woman thing. Like my husband, because he's hot and sweaty all the time. he's shirtless most of the time.
Damn, girl.
I mean, he wears the least amount of clothing possible when he's inside his own home.
Aren't you afraid? Like the first thing I'm afraid of, I'm going to snag my sack.
Are you talking about a sack snag?
Yes.
And for me too, like, and I know your wife has this policy, like, don't put your bare ass on anything.
That's gross.
We do have a no bare ass on the couch
and
policy.
And that's a good policy.
However, we have not discussed that policy since we switched from a fabric to a leather couch. So that could change.
Is it a brown leather couch?
It is a brown leather couch.
Okay, well, that could help a little bit.
Will you put your face on the couch sometimes when you're laying down?
I'll wipe it down when I'm done.
Wipe it down like it's gym equipment.
No, you won't.
I wipe down my stuff at the gym. I wipe down my couch.
You don't wipe down your stuff here. You're going to wipe down your couch.
What are you, my mom?
What are you keeping, like, the spray bottle and cloth on hand at all times?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It turns out there are way more places than you think in New York State where you are legally allowed to be naked outside. A lot of them are campgrounds. We brought up one, Brushwood.
Yeah.
Joe writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, Brushwood, the hippie mecca of Western New York. All the crusties, hippies migrate there during the summer.
All right, I can see that, that lifestyle.
I would be a little nervous to be nude in the woods just based on, like, ticks and other things.
Skeeter.
Like, yeah.
Wait, there's a skeeter on your Peter?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Knock it off, please.
No, we talked about this earlier this week. If there's a skeeter on your Peter, you whack it off.
I know you want to whack it off, but I would just prefer you just knock it off.
It blows my mind. As a working comedian, for 40 years, that you have gotten that joke wrong until just now. And it makes me so bad. All right, let me ask you a question.
Right.
Should naked swimming be legal no matter where you are in New York State?
No, of course not.
Everyone's done it. You've naked swam?
Yes.
Kimmy, have you swam naked?
No.
You've never skinny dipped in your life?
I don't think so.
Or no, you would remember.
How old are you?
36.
And you made it your whole life without getting naked and jumping in a pool?
I just can't think of a situation where I would have been able to.
The dark with your friends or your spouse or a boyfriend or something like that?
No, everybody's parents were always around. Okay. That'd be weird.
All right, pass the skinny dipping.
Yes.
Also, when it comes to naked swimming, every person over like 60 loves to tell you how in high school we didn't wear bathing suits at all.
Well, I remember I told you when I was in military school, like, when we did, like, swimming and all that stuff, we were naked.
Yeah, it's what they told you. It was state mandated, right?
Well, it was Atlanta.
If you're late, take your pants off. So, like, that was a thing. For you younger folks, and I didn't experience it, thank God, when you were in high school, you got naked at school.
It's a good thing they stopped doing that.
Agreed with you.
Based on the news.
But the point I'm making is, the idea of being naked and getting in water is not unprecedented. No. And to be clear.
And it's a natural feel.
Yes. And I'm talking about just swimming, right? I'm not saying like a pervy thing, right? Even though you're trying to make it a pervy thing. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying you would have to be, like, let's say Charlotte Beach had this new policy, naked swimming allowed. You wouldn't have to be naked, but if somebody were to get naked and run in the water, they wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah.
And, like,
okay.
How much does a bathing suit cover anyway?
Well, it's basically just your underwear.
Wouldn't it, like, freak you out that there's, like, fish and stuff in the water?
What do you think the fish is going to bite?
You guys got more to bite than we do.
Okay.
We are dangling some lure down there.
Has anyone ever been bitten on the penis by a fish? Thinking
I mean, not saying that it happens, but wouldn't it be in the back of your head a little bit?
No, I've
skinned. Like, even them little nibblers, see, like, coming around, like, attach themselves to the side of, like, sharks.
Oh, wait, your mom was there? Little nibbler?
Well, according to you, she's not a little nibbler.
She's like, oh.
Like, I get being,
I think we both have to reboot our mouths in this commercial.
I get the comfort of being nude, like, in a pool, but I think something about a lake or pond or whatever, like, kind of skeeves me out nude in a place like that.
I've been in both lakes and ponds naked.
And if you had a girlfriend that had a pool,
yeah,
you were going to get naked in that pool with her.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
Parents aren't home. Yeah.
Well, that's why I say, like, pool, I wouldn't think twice. Things with living, body of water with living things in it, I'm thinking twice.
Okay. Oh, we got more Instagram messages coming in. Adam writes us, we were asking about the connection between nudists and campers based on all these places that allow nudity. Adam writes, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I've had some friends hike the Appalachian Trail naked. It's big there for people hiking.
I ain't going way out in the hillbilly wilderness.
You're going to get eaten alive by
I'm
mosquitoes.
I'm talking about mountain folk
okay.
who ain't seen city people in a while.
Okay.
Deliver- you got a pretty mouth, boy.
But like, your mouth is exposed anyway.
No, but it's from the movie.
I know. I'm saying Deliverance ruined a generation of men.
Of hikers. That's why we all got fat.
Also, like when you're hiking and moving around, don't you want some support in the
dangle? I don't want it swinging.
No, but like if I'm on the water, I have the support.
We're talking about hiking.
Hiking, I'm sorry.
Hiking around.
By the way,
you're right.
The sun beating down on your balls.
Yeah. Like your balls that doesn't get sun all that often.
And it's the thin skin, man. You are barbecuing your batch.
I'm gonna have to ask my wife tonight. She's a dermatologist. Like, if I were to naked hike, would I put sunscreen on my genitals?
You would have to.
Well, but is that dangerous?
Yes.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
We have a legitimate doctor.
But I'm afraid of what it does to, like, my sperm count.
What are you worried about?
Pat's mom.
Why are you marking that? And why would you set that up? Why does this show suck so hard?
I didn't see that coming.
How did you not see that coming?
I don't know.
I want to go home.
We all want you to go home.
You can't remember a joke that's been around for 40 years. You never got naked and jumped in a pool before.
Naked in a pool, like, with your boyfriend?
I love how a second ago, let's not talk about Kimmy's body. Now, tell me about your body in a pool.
I know.
Well, I can understand,
that was a weirder question than he asked.
I want to hear all about you
naked
in a pool.
With your boyfriend?
No, but I can see
Kimmy, you're not a boyfriend.
Kimmy, you're going to be a real pretty girl when you grow up.
Well, we're waiting. No, but like I could see a woman not wanting to get naked, like out and about. But like,
I think
in the security of somebody's house,
I was too insecure about it. Probably as a teenager, like
They didn't even try to get you in the water.
Wow!
Again.
What? I just find it shocking.
No, I found what you just said shocking. Right. We'll finish it with this. Kimmy said you wouldn't want to get in a lake or a pond because of the living things.
For me, it would freak me out.
Ian writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Fish have bit my nipples, skinny dipping multiple times. It freaked me the F out every time. You lie. Why you lying? I've got tasty nipples.
Tasty nipples would be a great name for a comic. In the Catskills. Coming up next, Tasty Nipples.
Don't get up near a soupy pot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.